2 Kings 17 through 18:12. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea, the son of Elah, became king over Israel in Samaria, and reigned for 9 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, only not as the king of Israel who preceded him. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, marched against him, and Hoshea became his servant and paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria uncovered a conspiracy by Hoshea, who had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and had then brought no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. So the king of Assyria arrested him and confined him in prison. Then the king of Assyria invaded the entire land, and went up to Samaria and besieged it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and led the people of Israel into exile to Assyria, and settled them in Halah and Habor, on the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. Now this came about because the sons of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up from the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods. They also followed the customs of the nations whom the Lord had driven out from the sons of Israel, and in the customs of the king of Israel, which they had introduced. And the sons of Israel did things secretly against the Lord their God, which were not right. Moreover, they built for themselves high places in all their towns, from watchtower to fortified city, and they set up for themselves memorial stones and asherim on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burned incense on all the high places, as the nations did that the Lord had taken into exile before them. And they did evil things, provoking the Lord. They served idols, concerning which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah through all his prophets and every seer, saying, "Turn back from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes in accordance with all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent you through my servants the prophets." However, they did not listen, but stiffened their neck like their fathers, who did not believe in the Lord their God. They rejected his statutes and his covenant which he had made with their fathers, and his warnings which he gave them. And they followed idols, and became empty, and followed the nations that surrounded them, about which the Lord had commanded them not to do as they did. And they abandoned all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made for themselves cast metal images, 2 calves. And they made an Asherah, and worshipped all the heavenly lights, and served Baal. Then they made their sons and daughters pass through the fire. And they practiced divination, and interpreting omens, and gave themselves over to do evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him. So the Lord was very angry with Israel, and he removed them from his sight, and no one was left except the tribe of Judah. Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God either, but they followed the customs which Israel had introduced. So the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, and afflicted them and handed them over to plunderers, until he had cast them out of his sight. When he had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel away from following the Lord, and misled them into a great sin. And the sons of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he committed. They did not desist from them until the Lord removed Israel from his sight, just as he had spoken through all his servants the prophets. So Israel went into exile from their own land to Assyria until this day. Then the king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Cutha, Ava, Hamath, and Sepharvaim, and settled them in the cities of Samaria in place of the sons of Israel. So they took possession of Samaria and lived in its cities, and at the beginning of their living there, they did not fear the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them that were killing some of them. So they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations whom you have taken into exile and settled in the cities of Samaria do not know the custom of the God of the land, So he has sent lions among them, and behold, they are killing them because they do not know the custom of the god of the land. Then the king of Assyria issued commands, saying, take one of the priests there whom you led into exile, and have him go and live there, and have him teach them the custom of the god of the land. So one of the priests whom they had led into exile from Samaria came and lived in Bethel, and taught them how they were to fear the Lord. But every nation was still making gods of its own, and they put them in the houses of the high places which the people of Samaria had made, every nation in their cities in which they lived. The men of Babylon made Succoth-Benoth, the men of Cuth made Nergal, the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak. And the Sepharvites were burning their children in the fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. They also feared the Lord, and appointed from their entire population priests of the high places, who acted for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord, yet they were serving their own gods in accordance with the custom of the nations from among whom they had been taken into exile. To this day, they act in accordance with their earlier customs. They do not fear the Lord, nor do they follow their statutes, their ordinances, the law, or the commandments which the Lord had commanded the sons of Jacob, whom he named Israel. The Lord made a covenant with them and commanded them, saying, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow down to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up from the land of Egypt with great power and with an outstretched arm, him you shall fear, and to him you shall bow down, and to him you shall sacrifice. And the statutes, the ordinances, the law, and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall take care to do always, and you shall not fear other gods. The covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods, but you shall fear the Lord your God, and he will save you from the hand of all your enemies. However, they did not listen, but they kept acting in accordance with their earlier custom. So while these nations feared the Lord, they also served their idols, their children likewise, and their grandchildren, just as their fathers did, they do to this day. Now it came about in the third year of Hoshea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and in accordance with everything that his father David had done. He removed the high places, and smashed the memorial stones to pieces, and cut down the Asherah. He also crushed to pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made, for until those days the sons of Israel had been burning incense to it, and it was called Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, and after him there was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among those who came before him, for he clung to the Lord. He did not desist from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him. Wherever he went, he was successful. And he revolted against the king of Assyria, and did not serve him. He defeated the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from watchtower to fortified city. Now in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, marched against Samaria and besieged it, and at the end of 3 years they captured it. In the sixth year of Hezekiah, which was in the ninth year of Hoshea king of Israel, Samaria was captured. Then the king of Assyria led Israel into exile to Assyria, and put them in Halah and on the Habor, the river of Goshen, in the cities of the Medes. This happened because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, but violated his covenant, all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. They would neither listen nor do it. John 20. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb, while it was still dark, and saw the stone already removed from the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple left, and they were going to the tomb. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead, faster than Peter, and came to the tomb first. And he stooped to look in, and saw the linen wrappings lying there. However, he did not go in. So Simon Peter also came, following him, and he entered the tomb, and he looked at the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but folded up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had come first to the tomb also entered then, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary was standing outside the tomb, weeping. So as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they put him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and yet she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Thinking that he was the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father, and your Father, and my God, and your God." Mary Magdalene came and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he has said these things to her. Now when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were together due to the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. Just as the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, who was called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Place your finger here, and see my hands, and take your hand and put it into my side. And do not continue in disbelief, but be a believer." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, have you now believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed." So then many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among the people, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. Then he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end. I will give water to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life, without cost. The one who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and sexually immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very valuable stone, like a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had a great high wall, with 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and names were written on the gates, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city is laid out as a square, and its length as great as its width. And he measured the city with the rod, 12,000 stadia. Its length, width, and height are equal. And he measured its wall, 144 cubits, by human measurements, which are also angelic measurements. The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundation stones of the city were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illuminated it. And the lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. In the daytime, for there will be no night there, its gates will never be closed, and they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Proverbs 31:10-24. An excellent wife. Who can find her? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good, and not evil, all the days of her life. She looks for wool and linen, and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her food from afar, and she rises while it is still night, and gives food to her household, and portions to her attendants. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings she plants a vineyard. She surrounds her waist with strength, and makes her arms strong. She senses that her profit is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord, and his praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Israel shall be joyful in his master. The sons of Zion shall rejoice in their king. They shall praise his name with dancing. They shall sing praises to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will glorify the lowly with salvation. The godly ones shall be jubilant in glory. They shall sing for joy on their beds. The high praises of God shall be in their mouths, and have a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations, and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains, and their dignitaries with shackles of iron, to execute against them the judgment written. This is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.